with Shloka 10. Okay, let's sing Shloka 10 on the board. Please repeat.
Om Harancha Mahabahum.
Dugharancha
Mahabahum.
Bhutanam Bhuta Bhavanam.
Bhutanam
Bhuta Bhavanam.
Annam
Ipsitam
Urjaswad.
Annam Ipsitam
Urjaswad.
Bhagavan
Vanchate
Yadim.
Bhagavan
Vanchate
Yadim.
Bhagavan
Vanchate
Yadi.
Desired.
Desired.
for this purpose in a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well. Since I would be very much affectionate toward my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Please repeat. O great hero, protector of the living entities, if you desire to relieve the living entities by supplying them sufficient grain, and if you desire to nourish them by taking milk from me, you should make arrangements to bring a calf suitable for this purpose in a pot in which the milk can be kept, as well as a milkman to do the work. Since I will be very much affectionate towards my calf, your desire to take milk from me will be fulfilled. Purport. These are nice instructions for milking a cow. The cow must first have a calf, so that out of affection for the calf, she will voluntarily give sufficient milk. There must also be an expert milkman and a suitable pot in which to keep the milk. Just as a cow cannot deliver sufficient milk without being affectionate to her calf, the earth cannot produce sufficient necessities without feeling affection for those who are Krishna conscious. Even though the earth's being in the shape of a cow may be taken figuratively, the meaning herein is very explicit. Just as a calf can derive milk from a cow, all living entities, including animals, birds, bees, reptiles, and aquatics, can receive their respective foods from the planet Earth, provided that human beings are not asat or adritavrata, as we have previously discussed. When human society becomes asat or ungodly or devoid of Krishna consciousness, the entire world suffers. If human beings are well behaved, animals will also receive sufficient food and be happy. The ungodly human being, ignorant of his duty to give protection and food to the animals, kills them to compensate for the insufficient production of grains. Thus no one is satisfied, and that is the cause for the present condition in today's world.
Chakshuru militam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
There is a process for everything. Whatever we want to do, materially or spiritually, there is a process. And the process was given by the Lord Himself. Krishna created a process by which we can get all the necessities of life, in this world and in the next. So in the beginning of creation, the Lord told the living entities, be happy by performing yajna. So the Bhagavad Gita explains that. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord tells them, if you perform yajna, then you can get all the necessities of life, you can prosper, you can multiply, and at the same time, you can make spiritual advancement and go back to Godhead. So, that is the process given by the Lord. Many places in the Bhagavatam, especially when the creation is being explained, the point is made that there are two reasons for the Lord to create the material world. One is because we want to come here, we want to enjoy independently from Krishna. So because of that, Krishna has to create a world in which you can live in the illusion of acting without Him. Because in the spiritual world, everybody is Krishna conscious. So if someone wants to forget Krishna, Someone wants to live in the illusion that they can be independent. Then Krishna has to create a separate environment in which you can be here trying to be happy without Krishna. So that is one reason. And the other reason is that Krishna, understanding our mentality, so he's giving what we want, at the same time he's making such a way to achieve what he wants. He wants us to go back to Godhead. So he arranged the world in such a way that by at the same time that we try to achieve the material things that we want, we make spiritual progress. So he creates a system, no? Like the other time we gave the example of a computer. You make a computer and the factory, that the company that makes that computer will provide a manual of instructions how to use that. And if you follow the way which is described there, then the computer works. If you don't follow, it will not work. You may learn by reading the book, you may learn by asking others, you may try different things and see what works, but the point is that there is a way in which the machine is going to function. If you try in a different way, it's not going to function. No? To switch on, there is one button that switches on. If you press any other button, it's not going to work. So, Krishna creates the material world and he creates a rule, many rules, by which you can make the world function. If you want to get food, then there is a process of agriculture which is described in the scriptures and by sages. So if you follow that, you can get food. If you don't follow, then you don't get food. But the nice thing is that Krishna arranged in such a way that actually we only get the proper result when we perform any activity as a sacrifice. So when human beings, they act piously, they work as a sacrifice for Vishnu, then automatically they get the results. And then they prosper, at the same time, they develop their Krishna consciousness. And when they become impious and try to get by force, by their own arrangements, and so they don't follow the system given by the Lord, which provides what they want and makes them Krishna conscious, then they don't get what they want. So then they're going to have to find out. So in this case here, the earth is saying that because people were non-devotees and they tried to exploit the resources of the earth without acknowledging that they all come from the Lord, without offering them a sacrifice, so because they're not Krishna conscious, then she's not providing. But if they follow the system, then they can get whatever they need. So there is always a system for everything. Even in the spiritual world, there is a system. But the difference from the spiritual world to the material world is that in the spiritual world, automatically everybody is following. Automatically, because they love Krishna, then everything falls into place. They naturally follow the system. They naturally follow the rules, follow the proper etiquette in all the transactions, because they love Krishna, and that love makes everything fall into place. But in the material world, everybody has the tendency to, instead of serving, exploiting. So to refrain that bad tendency, to stop the materialistic mentality, then there are so many Vedic rules. So many rules that are just meant for what? For refraining the materialistic tendency or selfish tendencies of the living entities. And to situate them in working dutifully with service attitude. In other words, it's basically like correcting their misconceptions and their bad mentality. So in the material world there are so many rules. And in the beginning, because they go against our tendency to be selfish and to exploit others, then we don't like the rules. But as we follow them, then we see that they work. And then we get inspired to follow them more and more. And we start understanding that actually it's all arranged by the Lord and gradually become Krishna conscious. So that's the arrangement. There's no way to escape. Everybody follows Krishna path. No? Either you like or not, you have to follow. If you don't follow, you don't get the results. So the Lord, he's very intelligent. So we may try to escape from Krishna for many, many lifetimes and try to avoid him, try to forget him. But at the same time, out of love, Krishna is always trying to make the arrangements so that we can go back to Him. In the material world is a big arrangement to rectify the mentality of the living entities. So, to achieve material things, as we have not been discussing, we have to follow the process by the Lord. And if you want spiritual things, also you have to follow the same process. And Srimad Bhagavatam has explained that if you want to achieve self-realization, the best way or the easiest way, and you can say even the only way actually, is to follow the means given by the Lord, the process given by the Lord Himself. So you cannot concoct the principles of religion, you cannot, nobody can concoct Dharma. Krishna is the one who creates Dharma. He establishes what is Dharma. And if you follow the process given by Him, then it's very easy to achieve self-realization. So, the process given by the Lord is the Bhagavata Dharma described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. It's there. So if you read and you follow, then it's very easy. But the problem is that many people, they have hard time reading and learning from Shastra. Just like you buy a computer, most of the people, they don't read the book. They don't read the manual of the computer. They look how their friends are doing and they gradually learn by example, by following what others are doing. So, Krishna understanding that, then he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he showed by his own example. He knows Shastra better than anyone else because he is the source of all the Vedas. And he, in his own life, he showed by his example how to follow the Vedas, how to achieve self-realization in Kali Yuga. So he gave us the process very easy to follow because we can just hear about his activities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and then by following their example in all spheres of life, if you're a brahmachari, if you're a grihastha, if you're in any order of life, if you're a brahmana, if you're an outcast, you have examples in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you can follow and you can understand, oh, this is the way to act. So, by taking shelter of these pastimes, by hearing them, trying to apply in our lives, then we can easily understand and know how to practically apply this knowledge. So today is the one day before Ratha Yatra. Tomorrow we have a big festival here in Kolkata, in Puri, so many places. Right? And we have, because today is the one day before, it's the Gundicha Marjana, the cleaning of Gundicha temple. And this is one of the ways by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us, by his own example, so many lessons. One is very obvious, Chaita Dharpana Marjana. How can you clean the heart? How do you clean the heart? So, by cleaning the Gundicha temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how can we clean our hearts so that Krishna can come and sit there. Just like the Gundicha temple is going to be the sitting place for Jagannath. So the Lord is going there and He's cleaning, which is so dirty, so many, hundreds of men are coming and working hard for many hours and cleaning and taking piles and piles of dust, straw, mud, everything, washing very nicely so that the Lord can come and can sit in that clean place. So in the same way, we have so many unwanted things in the heart. So the process of Chaita Dharpana Marjanam means to take out all the dust, all the twigs, all the grass or everything that is dirt inside, clean very nicely and prepare the seat of the heart for the Lord to come and stay there. So this is one teaching. I'm going to read a portion of this pastime of Gundicha, and then we can identify more lessons to learn from that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and he asked permission to clean the temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Savabala Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, beg them to wash the temple known as Gundicha. So the Lord was very anxious to do that service, and he asked permission from the temple authorities. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to wash the Gundicha temple, the Pandicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform." The king gave special orders for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. My dear lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you. So, the Lord, he's independent. He's in the highest position, but he wants to clean the temple. It's a very humble service, very simple, but he wants to do that. He's eager to do that. Sometimes you think, no, but he's so great. The Lord is so important. Why he would go and clean the temple? But he wants. So if he wants, that's his pastime, nobody can oppose him. Similarly, even though we may feel ourselves very insignificant, no? Who am I? Who is Krishna? Why would Krishna care about me? But the Lord, he personally cleans the heart of his devotees. If the devotee is engaged in simply hearing his pastime. Shrivatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtamaha Hridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. The Lord, he's ready, he's eager. We just have to allow him. Just like now Sarvam Bhattacharya, the authorities of the temple, they're saying, "My Lord, no, it's actually not befitting you, but if you want to do that, how can we deny? We cannot stop you." So the only thing you have to do, if you don't stop Krishna, he's already eager to clean the heart. You just have to agree, say, "Yes, Krishna, please, no? Clean my heart. I don't want to keep all these unwanted things." But sometimes our house is full of dirty things, broken things, but we're so attached to them. And we don't want to throw them out. So, continuing. As soon as the superintendent of the temple understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. So he's taking many assistants. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not seeing that, "Oh, I am the boss here in the cleaning process and everybody here is my servant." No, he is first serving everyone, he's honoring them, he's applying sandalwood paste on the body of each one of them, hundreds of men. And he's personally, with his own hand, he's giving each one a broom. "Take this, let's go and clean the temple." So he gave each one a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Sinhasana, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. So this is a prescription of Kali Yuga, no? In Kali Yuga, the process is Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai. So there are many things we can do in devotional service, but all of them should be accompanied by chanting of the holy name. So Sankirtana Praya means that the most important process, the prominent process, is Sankirtan. Doesn't mean that we don't do other things. We also do Ratha Yatras, we do Diti worship, we do different Yagyas, we do so many things. And they're all good, but they should be done along with chanting of the holy name. So the Lord was in the temple and he's chanting. So everybody else is doing the same. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt, and in this way it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places he even cleansed with those tears. So he's crying in ecstasy, and his tears are washing the floor. And he's decorated by the dust of the Gundicha temple. So usually don't think of dust as a decoration, but Krishna is happy to decorate his own body with the dust of the Gundicha temple, just like in Kurukshetra, also in the battle of Kurukshetra. He was happy to decorate his body with the dust of the battlefield while he was driving the chariot of Arjuna. So Krishna takes that as a decoration. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, the Bhoga Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, then all the residential quarters, one after the other. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his clothes and threw it outside. Following the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own clothes and throw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside." Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. Yeah, so everybody is cleaning, putting one pile, but he alone managed to get more dirt than everybody else. And he's saying, by the quantity of dust you can bring out, then I can see how hard you are working. After the inside temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust. So first the gross dust, then finer dust, straws and grains of sand, and throwing them outside. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw them. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his feet, on his lotus feet. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for the water, and another person was giving that water in charity. I remember one incident maybe 10 years ago in one parikrama here in Mayapur. We are doing the Mayapur parikrama 7 days, no? And Jani Vasupankajan Prabhu were there, no? In the parikrama. They managed to leave the service here, and they went one day to visit, and they're going to stay for the night. So somehow the devotees are trying to serve. I think it was Jani Vasprabhu, I'm not sure. At that time I could not distinguish both of them, but I think it was Jani Vasprabhu. They tried to serve him somehow, and I was trying to avoid the service. So the devotees were getting annoyed with that, no? So then all the devotees decided, okay, let's do one thing. Let's get some buckets of water, and when he comes inside, we grab him and wash his feet. So when Prabhu came inside the tent, everybody grabbed him, they washed his feet with so many buckets, they put the feet inside the bucket, and then they went out giving charity of the water, no? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, they did something similar. They washed his feet and they were distributing the water in charity.
to everybody else who was participating there. So then everybody, they're bringing these hundreds of water pots, and they're going to fill them up again, with the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarupa Damodara, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri. Everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms. But everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy name of Krishna, 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 and another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna. And similarly, in the festival of Shantipur, the devotees, the last year I was not there, but a few times when I went, the devotees, they had a long line carrying the pots with khichdi. And then, instead of walking with the pot, they would just by the line, one would hand it to the next. So in a long line, very quickly the pot would go. So when the pots are coming, they say, Gauranga, Gauranga, so you know that it's coming from that side. So you turn that side and you catch the bucket and you pass to the next person. And then Nityananda means it's coming the empty pot from that side to this pot, to the back. So you hear Gauranga, you turn this side, you hear Nityananda, you turn the other side. And like that, the pots are going up and down. Sorry, the buckets. But sometimes they had a big, how do you call that, that two people have to carry, no? A big container. So then when that big container was coming, they would say, Advaita Gosai, Advaita Gosai. Then two people had to come and grab it and carry it, no? So like that, by chanting the holy name, nobody had to say anything else. Just by the holy name, everything would be understood, no? As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. It appeared as though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached everyone just to teach them how to work. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. So he's going to chastise, but in a very tactful way. Just listen. The Lord would say, you have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way. So he would speak indirectly, no? Saying, oh, you're doing so nicely. Why don't you teach others how to do also? As soon as they heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. And thus they began work with great attention. So this is another lesson of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's expertise. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the leader of all the Vaishnavas, of all the living entities, of all the universe, of everything, the material world and the spiritual world. And the word leadership, it's, I don't know in English, but in Portuguese there are two words. One is leadership and one is just being like a boss. If you are a boss, that means you give orders, and because you're the boss, everybody has to follow. That's the law. You say, this is the law, this is the rule. Anyway, everybody has to follow because I'm the boss. If you don't follow, you'll be punished. Yeah, that's one way it works, especially in the army and place like that, it works. You don't do, you go to, you're put in jail for some time. And you, so that's one way to work. Forcefully you can impose authority. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's showing by his example that there's another way which works better, and that is leadership. Leadership means you lead by your own example and you inspire people to act. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not chastising them in a way that discourages the devotees, but actually he speaks in such a sweet way that even his chastisement becomes a source of encouragement and inspiration for the devotees to work harder. So this is a science, this is a great art actually, and leaders should know how to do that. A real leader, he has that capacity to show the way by his own example and inspire others with love. So how's that? There is a saying, no? The rule without love, or just the law The law without love is not good. Just not forcefully trying to impose the law. But if you have love, the law with love, that is very nice, no? It's very desirable. You have a law, you have a rules, but those rules are applied with love. So out of love, people are doing, they understand this is the rule, but they apply that, if you love, they want, from their heart they want to follow that, no? They're not being forced. And the best is love without rule. So rule without love is bad. Rule with love is good, but love without rule is the best, no? But that's the spiritual world. If you can have pure love, which requires no rule, then that's perfect. The spiritual world has no need of rule, because automatically everything is going on nicely. No, as you said in the beginning of the class, just by loving Krishna, everything falls into place. Everybody does the right thing. And the rules that we have in the material world, they are just reflections of the standards of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, everybody serves Krishna. But here, because you don't have the inclination to serve Him spontaneously, you don't have to put a rule, okay? You must serve Krishna like this, like that. You should do this, you should not do that. Because you don't have the spontaneous desire to do that. In the spiritual world, you have love without rule. In the material world, you can have, if you have rules with love, that's very good. No? And if you don't have that, then you need rules without love. That's not so good. Like King Vena, he would impose the rules, but without love. So it's better than no rule at all. It's better than anarchy, but it's not good. Nobody's happy. Everything is very heavy, it's not smooth. But Prithu Maharaj is going to teach the process by which lovingly, no, by lovingly dealing with the earth, everybody can get what they need. So that's the essence of Prithu Maharaj's dealing. No? He's managing to get from the earth what they need. Not pushing, not forcing. Not like nowadays they put some machine in the cow and try to take out the milk forcefully. Not like that. Lovingly, because there is a calf, the cow is inspired, she gives the milk. So like that, no? So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the cleansing of Gundicha temple. And after that, what do you think it happened? After the cleaning? What do you think happened after the cleaning? Kirtana! Big Kirtana! And so they danced so much, and after dancing, prasada. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us in all spheres of life, no? So many instructions by his own example. We can learn so much from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, all these books describing the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur indeed, he says that the only standards of life that I accept are those Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's what he accepts as the standard for his own life. So we should also try to learn from there, apply that in practice, and then you can very easily get everything that you require to be happy in this world and to go back to Godhead. Okay, so stopping here. If anyone has questions or comments? Raise the hand in the back there.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
You said that when the dirt pile was analyzed, so the devotees collected all the dirt in one pile, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the dirt in one pile separately. So the dirt collected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much more than as compared to all the devotees' collection.
Yes.
So I was just thinking, what does this signify? Does this signify that in the association of devotees, So much anarthas don't come out as compared to Krishna does it personally, or how do we understand it?
How can we understand? We can understand one thing that we can learn from that is that we have to work hard to clean the dirt in our hearts, and we can clean a lot of dirt, but actually the Lord is actually the one who does most of the job, no? You give one step towards Krishna, Krishna gives 1,000 steps towards you, right? So you try to clean the heart, but it's very difficult. We don't have the power to do that. But because Krishna sees that we are working sincerely, then He comes and He helps us. But He does much more than we can do. So even all the devotees together, they cannot compare to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, Srinivatansakata, He's inside the heart and He can clean the heart very easily. We just have to say yes. Yes, my Lord, the temple is open, you can go and you can clean, please. He's eager to do that. Yeah? Thank you, Prabhu. So any other points, comments, or otherwise you can get ready to clean the Gundicha temple downstairs. Yeah? So Grantara Shumat Bhagavatam ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.